The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of July, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
July 3rd, July 4th, not December.
Still, they will say that there's still no reason.
They will say so many nonsense, he's going to take it. They are rejected as nonsense. Anyone who is a speculator is a nonsense. Because he has no standard now. Next day they will say, oh no, this is not, this is. They're doing that. That is not knowledge.
We were discussing in our Bhagavad Gita class last night that during our life we are changing our bodies so many different times. And at the time of death we are also changing our body.
Yes, we're getting another body.
What is the difference of changing our body in during our lifetime and at death?
This is, I have said many times, just like you are using this sack and it is not usable, you throw it and again accept another. Understand the difficult problem.
And we are dying.
Yes. Dying means changing body.
So we're changing bodies all the time.
We'll find the pepper is growing. Today's leaf has grown so much and next moment it has grown so much.
That asparagus that you eat, Srila Prabhupada, that will grow 2 inches in one night.
Yes.
Very quickly.
The same body, just the parts are changing. It's like they say that it's not actually the whole body is changing, but just you're changing parts. Like
that is nonsense. Parts are changing, the body is not changing. Parts are changing, body is not changing.
Just like a car, you take spark plugs and put new spark plugs in, but still it's the same car.
When the whole parts are changing, then where is the original body? When the whole parts are changed, then it is to conclude the body is changed. There are so many parts. If this is changed, this is changed, this is changed, then where is the original one? Yes, see there, that's what.
Parts make up the whole.
Yes. The parts are changing, the whole is not changing. Therefore we say raskats.
They say that the brain stays the same. That the brain cells never...
Therefore take them as raskats. Everything is same.
Your brain is the same as it was?
They say that there's new information coming in, but the brain cells don't die.
Memory is staying the same. You had said on the earlier morning walk on a tape that if one enters into the spiritual world, that you were asked that you'll never have to return. And you said that if it's a desire, he can return to the material world.
What is your objection?
I was just wondering if the spirit soul, being in the spiritual world, is eternally liberated. How can he return? By desire?
If he desires, he can come again. That option is always there. It's like I remain in India, I come here. And if I lag, I may not come. That is my option.
When we get to the spiritual sky, we'll always be able to remember how horrible it is down here, huh? We will always be able to remember how terrible it is in the material world.
It is terrible.
Yes, yeah, so we will be able to remember that.
And that is intelligence. When one remembers that this world is dukkhalam asasam, is a place of misery, then we can go. As long as we shall think, oh, it is a very nice place, you have to remember. Krishna is so kind. All right, you may know this. Very nice.
You gave the example yesterday of Lord Indra when he took birth here as a hog.
Yes.
And he didn't want to leave. He thought it was nice.
Very nice.
Queen Kunti was always praying that the calamities would happen again and again so that she would remember Krishna.
Yeah.
But calamities are always happening in the material world. We'll realize that it's a terrible place to stay.
This is gyan, knowledge. When one comes to this conclusion, this is worthless. That is knowledge. And so long one will think, no, it is not always bad, sometimes very good. That is ignorance.
They say that without the bad, then the good wouldn't be as good.
So is a man with bad and good. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. That possibility is here. Sometimes you are going to the higher heavenly planets, a long duration of life, better standard of enjoyment, again coming back. And bad is exemplified just like I catch you and put down the water. And when you are suffocated, I raise you little. And you say, oh, it is very nice. But you do not know again you are going to be. Yeah. You see, this good bad is here, like. It's put into the water and suffocated, and when it's taken out little, you say, oh, it is very good. It is very good. The rascal does not know the next moment he is going to again drown in that. That is going on. Danda jana raja jana, that was the chief punishment for man. If one has to be punished, instead of putting into the jail and feed him, the officers will take him to a river and put him in the water. And this way, one day doing, you see, I'll never do this. Please excuse me. Danda jana raja jana nadita chuma. Yes, one remembers this, to be in the material world, how suffocating it is, he will not fit for going to back. He must be completely detestable. If he keeps little attachment, then it is very good sometimes. Then you have to. This is not permanent. As well, they put next moment in the bad condition. That he must know. That is knowledge. And if he makes compromise, then he has to do it.
Part of this life, up to the time of death, in our next life, we will be put in a situation immediately where we can take up Krishna consciousness again, or will we have to suffer karma before we come into Krishna consciousness?
We will get Krishna consciousness again. Yoga Brashta Sanjaya. Yoga A Krishna conscious person will be given all comforts of material life so that he may regain without any bothering.
Sometimes it's stated that Krishna will take everything away from the devotee. Sometimes
that is special favor. The rascal is again attached. Take all. That is special favor. That is not ordinary favor. So that when everything is taken away, he'll completely surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I am nothing except you. Tumi vina ke acha. I am nothing. That is very good.
Once one performs devotional service, then he can't get away from Krishna. Can he still get away? It seems like...
Yes, that option is always because you are independent.
I see with myself that if I try to get away a little, then he beats me so much that I have to come back.
That is a special favor.
Special.
So Krishna is directly controlling that?
Yes. When he sees that fool wants me, at the same time material one. So take his material position, everything. So that he only me, that's all. And it was done to me. I've got practical experience. I did not want to take sannyas. I thought that I shall do business. And Krishna forced me to take sannyas and all, everything, this man.
Your business was...
I was thinking becoming Birla, but I'm now more than Birla. This is Krishna's mercy.
Birla gives you money now. Mm.
Not only that, how many branches Birla has?
Yes.
And is an example. Yes.
So the Prabhupada, if a devotee gets sick, should he go and take medicine?
Better not today.
Just depend on Krishna.
Yes, that is very good.
You said the other day, Srila Prabhupada, that we should take care of disease if it comes. Chanakapandit was also saying fire and so on.
That is material concern.
Fasting is one way of eliminating the disease without taking medicine.
There is an Indian proverb that disease and unwanted guest, if you don't give food, they'll go. If some guest has come whom you do not want, don't give him food. Then he'll go. Similarly, disease, if you fast, it will. Another story. Prahareena Dhananjaya. One gentleman had 8 or 9 daughters and son-in-law. So when they came, he was giving them good food and shelter, everything. So, when they saw, we are very comfortably living at Father Nilsa's. So they did not want to go. Father Nilsa is very dangerous. This, all the son-in-laws are not going. Then he began to, first he did not supply salt. So one son-in-law said, oh, they are now disexual, they are giving salt. So one went on. And next day, something else, shortened. So those were intelligent. The last one, he was not going. Then, his brother-in-law thought, giving good beating. Then he went on. Prahareena Dharanjaya. Others, those who are intelligent, when they thought that now there is disrespectful belief, they are not giving everything. So they gradually. Last one, he was a rascal. He was beaten severely, then he went.
So if we're beaten by this material nature, then
yes.
Go away.
Yes, no, material nature's business is beating and kicking. That's his only business. But we are so full, we are taking a very nice kicking. That is the disease. We accept the kicking as very nice. That is foolishness. We are suffering always by 3 kinds of adhyatri, adhivodhi, adhidvaivi, disturbances. There is disturbance in the body, in the mind, disturbance by other living entities, disturbance by climate, disturbance by famine, always disturbance. Still we are thinking it is very nice. This is foolishness. Still we are trying to improve it. That is it. He does not think, though, what is the meaning of improvement? The disturbance is always continuing. That does not come to his brain. Then making improvement. The improvement, they can say, this is improvement. But how long this improvement will go? If there is no rainfall, what this improvement will help? So that is not in your hand. That is adhidvaivik. It depends on the demigods. If they want, they can stop complete. No rainfall. Then what this improvement will do?
There will be no water for
there. Yes. So they are thinking like, this is improvement. What is this nonsense improvement? You are dependent fully on other elements. what improvement will do. And Krishna says, this is a place for misery. How you improve? This is folly, this is illusion. Krishna says this place is for suffering, and you are making improvement. Yes, we are advancing. In future, we shall live. Nobody will die. Therefore, they are called rascals. Persons who are trying to do something which is impossible, they are fools. Mura. They do not see, still they hope. Yes, we are trying, we shall do in future this. This is example by the ass. The ass, the driver is sitting on the back of the ass and sowing one bunch of grass, and the ass is thinking, I'll get it. and he's sitting safely, that the ass will go on. So our improvement is like that. Less little forward, then I shall get the grass. You'll never get the grass. That he has no brain. But I am improving, the gas is also improving.
Yes. Going,
that they do not see. Now we invented so many airships, and it was thought, oh, now it will be very nice. Within 2 hours we shall reach somewhere. Now there are so many dangers. Now there is problem how to protect us from these accidents.
Now they have too many airplanes.
So many airplanes.
Mm.
So what is the improvement? Improvement means to die altogether, 200 men at a time. This is improvement.
They are trying to create a plastic body. They are trying to create a plastic body with heart, plastic heart transplant and plastic liver. They feel that as soon as they can replace all the breakable parts with replaceable.
And that is Frankenstein?
Yes.
Frankenstein.
They're very persistent.
Yeah, that is the foolishness. Fools are very persistent.
I was reading that in order to go to the moon, it took 10 years, and the cost was $25 billion.
Yes, sir. How foolish they are. And again they try. Puna puna charvita charva, chewing the chew. This is their dream. How do you see it?
Mistaking suffering for happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're always trying to look for the bright side, but there is no bright side.
Just like north of Sweden.
Yes.
There is no sunrise?
No.
Very bright side. Huh? What is bright side? Vedic injunction is tamasima jyotirgama. Don't remain in this darkness. Go to the bright world. Jyotirgama. You create some bright side. You will not be allowed to enjoy it. You have to die. Where is the bright side? So, again I'm trying to go another planet. Where is the guarantee that it will be successful?
On the contrary, if they failed once, they should think that they would fail again.
That is animalism. A dog is coming and is showing some stick and beat him. He'll go away for the time. Again he'll come. That is dog. It doesn't get lessened by one. That's what is called punapunacharitara, repeating the same thing again and again. That is animal.
They actually think that they were successful.
Huh?
They think that they were successful.
Unless they say how they adjust so much money spent, what account they will give. They must bluff. Yes, it is success. I saw in the Allahabad High Court, one man was condemned to death. I told you?
Yes.
One barrister, Mr. Alston, he was pacifying, don't worry, I shall appeal and get you released. I heard it. I was passing, and Mr. Alston was advising his client. He was morose. Don't worry. I shall appeal and get you released. Then Parson was a medical man, and he killed his servant in the surgical room because the servant was implicated with his wife. Uh-huh. This is the story.
The man was also Indian?
Yeah.
But the barrister, he was English?
He was appointed because he was a big barrister. Normally, any European is very big. So he appointed a very big barrister.
Oh, he was a rich Indian?
Huh?
How he could get such a...
He was a medical man.
Yeah,
George.